Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Heard it three times over the weekend, and for a lot of Pirates fans, it's an anthem that is like taps at a funeral. Right? I mean, I've noticed that the biggest takeaway from this sweep coming out of the All-Star break is that Pirates fans have pretty much lost hope. That's all it took. All we needed was one sweep, and the consensus seems to be that it's over. Anticipation during the All-Star break. Man, this is going to be fun. Five teams, all within 5.5 games for the division. Buckle your seatbelt. And Pirates fans are so fragile and fatalistic that all they needed was to watch the team lose 3 in a row in Chicago to throw in the towel. Twitter poll from yesterday after the Pirates got blown out again. Are the Pirates alive in the NL Central race? 78% of you said no. Well, hold on a second. I thought I had the market cornered on negativity. I thought I was the pessimist here. I thought I was the guy who always took the down in the dumps negative point of view. And 78% of you are telling me that it's over? Wave the white flag. Hey, Pirates fans, have you paid any attention to this season? I mean, who am I to be the eternal optimist, to be the one that still has some hope or some belief that it ain't over till it's over? But have any of you, like, paid any attention to this baseball season? The Cubs started out looking like the worst team in the National League. There were reports that Joe Maddon was going to get fired on Easter Sunday. And then the Cubs rallied. They got to 11 games over 500. They were 29-18 on May 22nd. And then the Cubs went out and lost 7 consecutive series. Up until this past weekend, of course. The Pirates on June 13th were 30-37. They had just gone to Atlanta and gotten swept. Feeling then, well, this season's over. Pack it in. Trade everybody. Vasquez, Marte, you name it. Then the Pirates went 14-8 leading up to the All-Star game to put themselves within 2.5 games of first place. So what am I telling you? Can we not overreact to one series? I know, me of all people. I'm now the one that is thinking the most logically and pragmatically about where the Pirates are. 5.5 games is an uphill battle. But it's not Mount Kilimanjaro. If the Cubs have shown us anything this year, it's that they're inconsistent. So they have one great series at home? All right. Good for them. The Pirates won 3 out of 4 against them a week ago, and I don't think anybody here said, well, the Pirates are now a shoe-in to win the NL Central. It's incredible. football mentality applied to baseball, where you get swept, you know, it's over, it's done. The Pirates still have 9 games left with the Cubs. 6 of them are at home. They have 13 games left with the Cardinals starting tonight, and 7 of them are at home. It's a lot of baseball. And it's easy to be emotional, and it's easy to live in the moment and to watch this weekend and think, well, these are the real Chicago Cubs. They're going to hit the turbo button now, and they're going to kick it into high gear. Madden's rallied the troops. They pitched better. They hit more home runs than the Pirates. They've got better players. They're going to come around here and run away with the division. Easy to look at 3 games after the All-Star break and get hoodwinked by 1 series. The Cubs are not going to run away with this thing. They probably will win the division, but they're not going to win 90 games. And maybe they'll win 85 games. I don't know. Pecota right now, which is one of the resources I use, a website that projects standings, a really smart baseball site for people that want to use their brain and not just use their heart when it comes to breaking down the sport. That website thinks that the team that wins the NL Central right now is going to finish with 86 wins. Okay, so the Pirates would have to win 60% of their remaining games. They've got 70 left. They'd have to win 6 out of every 10 games the rest of the way. That's not impossible. So I'm not giving up yet. I don't think it's exactly the most, it's not going to be easy. I don't look at the Pirates' predicament and think, hey, they're the favorites, or they've got the driver's seat or the catbird seat. I don't think that way. But I'm not going to lose my mind because they got swept over the weekend. The Pirates can't just do nothing, though. Sitting idly by and just accepting their fate would be, I believe, a fool's errand and irresponsible of this team if they just accept that, well, we got our fannies kicked by the Cubs. Now let's just put the for sale sign out on the front lawn. You can't think that way. You also can't just expect that organically, if you do nothing, things are going to change. So I've got some moves I would make right away, starting in St. Louis. If I'm Clint Hurdle, I spit out the double bubble for 2 minutes. I stop for the... Can he just stop with the shower well line? If I have to hear him one more time talking about stripping naked and taking the loofah out and soaping himself off, I'm going to throw up. I mean, I've heard it a million times from him. Come up with a better line. Okay? But if I'm Hurdle, I'm sitting down with the media today and I'm saying, Jordan Lyles, out of the rotation, he's a reliever. And that is a fact, statistic-based, driven change. Jordan Lyles, as a starting pitcher, sucks. His ERA in his last 7 starts is over 10. Pathetic. Brutal. Awful. Any of those adjectives. He's not cut out to be a starting pitcher. We know that now. Last year in Milwaukee, when he was helping the Brewers win the NL Central, when he was pitching for them in the National League Championship Series, he was coming out of the bullpen. As a reliever, Lyles, 3.32 ERA. Teams hit 204 against him. I don't know if Clint Hurdle's noticed. I don't know if Neil Huntington's noticed, but Kyle Crick hasn't been any good lately. We don't know when Kella's going to come back. Put Lyles in the back of the bullpen. He was effective last year. Give him a shot in that role. And frankly, until we get Stephen Brault back, not that I'm crossing my fingers that he's going to be Tom Glavin for them in the second half of the season, I still think he'd be better off on The Voice than in the Pirates rotation, but that's just me. But you look at the numbers, and he deserves to be a starting pitcher when he's healthy for them. Until Brault comes back, let's get Mitch Keller back up here, all right? Instead of having to watch Lyles again, can't even get out of the first inning. I'd like to see Mitch Keller, 6 scoreless innings in his last start at AAA. His ERA there is down to 3.07. So that's a stopgap in the meantime. And I'm still working the phones to find starting pitching help. I'm not telling my secretary, tell the Tell the Giants, I'm not taking the call. Tell the Orioles, I'm not taking the call. Tell the Royals, I'm not taking the call. I'm still sniffing around for starting pitching help. Because I'm not really enamored with the alternatives. If the Pirates do nothing or sell off, what are they really doing? Kicking the can down the road for next year? 2020 is going to be the year? What are we doing if the Pirates pack it in this year? Rebuilding and starting another, I don't know, 3 or 4 year period where we're keeping our fingers crossed that prospects develop? I don't know. I'm not going to write off the season and say it's over because the Pirates got swept this weekend, because I've seen the Pirates rally and I've also seen the Cubs fall apart this year. So there you go. That's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. More of that. 15 packs now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Joe Girardi is going to join me at 5 o'clock. Hopefully he's the future manager of the New York Mets. In the meantime, he's working for MLB Network. He managed Francisco Cervelli. He's calling games for Fox Sports. He's one of the smartest baseball men around. He won a World Series as Yankees skipper. Won a World Series as a player. Played in Chicago. He's from, I think, St. Louis. So I'm excited to talk to him at 5. Bouchette going to join me at 3. He wrote an article about Tomlin's contract extension. And he thinks it's going to happen, which I'm not at all enamored or in favor of that. 412-928-9370. No Mueller today. He's on vacation. So you're stuck with me. You can text me on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Do the Pirates still have hope? Are they alive in the NL Central race? 412-928-9370. Also an MLB insider with the latest on Felipe Vasquez. Are the Pirates really looking to trade him? Well, we've got an inside scoop that we're going to share with you on that coming up next. I'm Andrew Filippone, former Packer JerMichael Finley's behind the board. It's the PM team on the fan. All right, we're brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Ed Bouchette at 3 o'clock. This article over the weekend he wrote on Mike Tomlin, 10 reasons why he thinks Tomlin deserves or should get a contract extension. So we'll hear from him on that. I've got strong feelings on Tomlin and his future here. We're talking about the Pirates who got swept in Chicago over the weekend. Report over the weekend from Fox Sports on the Dodgers' pursuit of Felipe Vasquez. LA wants him. Pirates reportedly want at least 2 of the Dodgers' top 4 prospects back. At least 2. The Dodgers have 4 top 100 prospects. Kybert Ruiz, who's a catcher at AA, 28th ranked prospect according to MLB.com. Gavin Lux, a middle infielder at AAA, a former first round pick. MLB.com has him as the 31st best prospect in the minor leagues. Dustin May, a starting pitcher at AA. MLB.com has him as the 51st best prospect in baseball. And Will Smith, a catcher who can also play the corners, had a cup of coffee with the Dodgers earlier in the year because of injuries to their catchers. Former first-round pick, 24-year-old catcher at AAA, the 100th rated prospect in baseball. MLB.com's John Morosi says the Pirates want at least 2 of those players back for Vasquez. Lux, the shortstop prospect, is hitting .313 at AAA with 13 homers. Will Smith, the catcher who can play the corners at AAA, has 16 homers, .282 batting average, .384 on base percentage. The The asking price set by the Pirates, I think, is very fair. I think a relief pitcher with years of control doesn't have quite as much value as a starting pitcher with years of control. So the package the Pirates would get back for Vasquez, believe it or not, would be a little bit less than what they gave up for Archer. What I find interesting about this is you've got premium prospects who the Pirates want, and yet when they traded Gerrit Cole, they didn't get any premium prospects in the deal. So if this report is to be believed, Neil Huntington has learned his lessons from that trade. I know Moran's been good. I'm still not in trade Vasquez mode. I'm still not of that mindset. I'd still rather add to this team than subtract from this team. I know what their record says. It says they're a below average team, but they're in the worst division. They're in the most balanced division. They're in the most competitive division. But they're in the division where it will take the fewest number of wins to win it. And we've seen that before. In 2006, the Cardinals won the NL Central with 83 wins. 2007, the Cubs won the division with 86 wins. I think it's going to fall in that range again this year. So even though you're five games under, you're one winning streak away from possibly being in first place. And when you're that close, I'm not trading my best pitcher. You want to get back to me in a week, week and a half? If the Pirates take a nosedive and plummet, this is a fluid situation, just like last year's trade deadline, where I can give you a different opinion. But as of right now, I don't want Dodgers prospects. I don't want to load up on minor leaguers. I still want to try to win this division. I'll tell you the guy who I think is maybe to blame for the Pirates' struggles over the weekend. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Pony Express. You can follow us on Twitter, at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Mueller is probably like putting suntan lotion on his baby right now, so he's at the shore on vacation, I think at Ocean City or Outer Banks or something like that. Ed Bouchette going to join me at 3. It's the PM team on the Fan.
Fastball execution probably was wasn't his friend. You know, he's going to compete. He's going to get after it. The changeup was to Hayward after they had tied it up at 3. And then overall, though, you're not getting the ball where he exactly wants to.
93.7 The Fan times 244. It's brought to you by Goodrich and Geist. Clint Hurdle on another awful performance by Trevor Williams, the pitcher who showed up in the second half of last year, nowhere to be found this season. I know he had the side injury in San Diego, but still has really struggled. Got all kinds of run support against the Cubs before the All-Star break and still couldn't go deep into the game. And it's been something that's plagued the Pirates this year. The only team in the National League that's produced a worse starting rotation than the Pirates is Colorado. And that's partly to be expected because of where the Rockies play half their games in thin air at Coors Field. I think about it this way. If you were in charge, if you were a boss, how cool would that be if you had some kind of pull or jack at your company where you had people who work under you? Maybe you do. And you were in charge of 10 to 15 employees. And like anything else, it's a results-based business. It's a performance-based business. The people that work underneath you have to produce. If they don't, you're in trouble. And if every single one of the employees underneath you saw their performance drop precipitously from 1 year to the next. Something tells me your boss might look at getting rid of you. And so I just wonder, sacred cows in this town, people who escape criticism, people who manage to escape criticism. I think some of that could be said of Dick LeBeau. Dick LeBeau did so much right as Steelers defensive coordinator that when things went haywire on him, because of how much respect and how much admiration there was for him, it was hard to blame him. I think Ray Searidge is in the same boat. If Ray Searidge gets a raise or gets a contract extension or gets praised by fans and media alike for the job he did when he first arrived here with pitchers like A.J. Burnett, Francisco Liriano, Edinson Volquez, Jason Grilli, Mark Melancon, and the like. When he doesn't produce results with talented pitchers, and I say it that way, because when Ryan Vogelsong comes here and sucks, I don't blame Ray Searidge. He can't always turn water into wine. When Juan Nicasio, when they try to make a reliever into a starter, and it fails, I don't always blame Ray Searidge for that. But how about when highly thought of pitchers with a lot of potential or with a history of production and results come here and they go backwards? And then to make it worse, to compound things, you have Chris Archer who comes out and says, I'm not a contact ground ball pitcher. I need to scrap what the Pirates are asking me to do. The boss tells him to do it one way. He says, the heck with that. I'm better doing it my way. And he was right. One for one so far. Awesome in Chicago on Friday. That is such a poor reflection on Searidge and overall the Pirates' pitching philosophy, which I think comes from the pitching coach. Every starting pitcher has gotten worse this year. That's not an exaggeration. Trevor Williams has gotten much worse. Chris Archer's gotten worse. Joe Musgrove's gotten marginally worse, but he hasn't gotten better. Nick Kingham was so bad they had to cut him loose, and like 4 years ago he was their pitcher of the year in the minor leagues. And that's not to even mention all the guys who have found success in other places. Garrett Cole, Charlie Morton. Tyler Glass now. So at some point, when the Pirates aren't spending money on pitchers and they're giving Ray Searidge washed up pitchers and guys who were never good in the first place, and he can't get them to pitch better, that's on the organization. That's on the owner. That's on the president. That's on the GM. But when they give him former All-Stars, former number one overall picks, pitchers with stuff, and he can't get results out of them, that's on the pitching coach. And hey, I think we see it. There's always a shelf life with coaches, with managers, with coordinators. There was a shelf life with the Pirates hitting coach. He got reassigned to another job. Two guys come in, Eckstein and Cruz, and they've made the Pirates hitters better. Look at the vast improvements we've seen out of a lot of them this year. So I know Searidge is everybody's favorite coach, and he's a happy-go-lucky guy, and he's makes you laugh, and he's super approachable, and he's really nice. But I don't know. If Ray Searidge had John Russell's personality, people would have had him fired months ago. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. In McMurray, their annual First Responder Appreciation Day, Tuesday, July 16th. High of 86 and low of 68. Jeff Hathorn's going to be by, our sports director. His next update's at 3:20. Get his thoughts on the Pirates. He is looking around to see what trade rumors are out there. He'll update you on that next. And then Ed Bouchette at 3 on Mike Tomlin's contract extension. He wrote about it over the weekend. Gave 10 reasons why he thinks it'll happen, why it should happen, and we'll discuss that coming up at 3. Also, Joe Girardi at 5. It's the PM team on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.